And we're back with another podcast coming at you guys. It is Saturday, and it is episode, I'm going to guess, 138?
39.
39. Hill to the
yeah. Oh, wait, I think this might be 40. He might want to check.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right for once in your life, Tyler.
Are you sure?
Wow, let's celebrate.
It's literally on your phone. Can you check for me?
John, bring the cake out. Yeah, Tyler was right for once. Light those candles.
Now you're going to make me check because I think.
But yeah, guys, we have another great podcast for you. Okay. Talking about this, talking about that.
That's not very informal.
What the fuck were you talking about,
Tyler? It's not very informal.
I talk about my business a little bit too much. It's intriguing. I mean, definitely if you're into business or... You know, definitely invest. Invest in yourself if you can. If you got a small business you want to start, do it, you know. Don't be stupid about it, but be smart about it. And, yeah.
We talk about things in my life, have to do with my new business cards.
Yes. Tyler's got amazing new business cards. Going to, I inspired Tyler to start his own business.
And then about... 50 minutes into this episode, Seth actually uses the business card that I gave him for a coaster.
An accident.
And then we talk about my new guitar. We talk about my noisy neighbors. We talk about Seth getting into the porn industry, maybe.
Yeah, and Tyler talks about his fetishes for Kim Kardashian and what's to do to Kim Kardashian.
I think we should just
leave
it there.
Very inappropriate. So if you're a sicko, just keep on listening. Just kidding.
To be fair, I don't think Kim Kardashian's very attractive.
Oh, man. Now we're going to get haters listening just because they disagree with you.
It's just not my type.
Yeah.
Fake ass. It's just not.
You think that booty's fake?
I know the booty's fake.
That booty's is too big to not be fake, right?
Exactly.
We need a plastic surgeon to come on the podcast.
If you're a plastic surgeon.
Hit us up. That would be an interesting...
You know her butt's fake, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks fake. It looks like she even had it reducted at one point. Like,
It's possible.
You can see... I know... What's her name? The big rapper. She got super skinny, and then but her butt stayed big.
Which one?
Oh, she did Anaconda.
Nicki Minaj.
At one point, when she sits on her ass, you can literally see the...
You can see
the butt implant.
That's not attractive.
No. She lost the weight, but she wanted to keep the booty.
That's a good quote. Lose the weight, keep the booty.
Keep the booty. You end up with a fake booty. You know, I mean, I do like if... I mean, there's pros out there that can make... when you can't tell if it's fake or not, that's when I like it. So there's plenty of good boob jobs out there, but there's plenty of them. I mean, if it's too big, it just looks completely fake.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, do you just want to start the podcast?
I'm pretty sure we're ending the podcast. Oh yeah. Let's just jump into it. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Jesus Christ.
Please put your seats on your upright position. Put your podcast belts on and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here with professional photographer Tyler. Tyler Lunsford.
Yep, that's right.
I made sure that I said your name right. I was, I used to put a Z in it, right? I think even I thought Z, like... I mean, there is no Z in it, but
yes, my name.
If there is a Z in it, you misspelled it on your new business cards, yeah. Which are fucking awesome. How much did you spend on these? Let me guess. $40 for a pack.
I honestly don't even remember. I think it was 30.
Cheap pack. 30?
I think it was 30.
Okay. Because I would say like you can get a normal like. Well, there's even companies as if they can put your put their information on the bottom corner or something. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, I for $10, and I think now they're like $15. Like you can get a whole like 100 cards.
So, and there's like different, there's different like thickness of cards, like different types. Mm-hmm. Like that's not the cheapest. That's like the second grade up. And then I also did like the rounded corners, not the sharp pointy corners. And then I put color on the back. The other option was just to have a black and white back, but I went with the color back. Looks nice though, right?
Yeah. And you know what? It's easy to make these last longer too nowadays and be like, hey, snap a picture of that real quick.
Right.
Because a lot of times people won't even want a business card. I would rather just take a picture of it myself because I would just lose it. Or
dude, have you seen those?
I wish people always give me business cards. I wish I would have. That would have been so cool if I just had. I mean, you can get business card holders. I wish I would have always hold on to them.
Have you seen those things? It's like a little. It's like a circle chip. It almost looks like a 50 cent coin. It's like that big, and you put your phone up to it. And when you put your phone up to it, it shoots up all this information onto your home screen. It comes up with whatever you place inside of that chip. It comes up with the Instagram page, the Facebook page, the Twitter page, the website. Like you can set up, I gotta find this for you. But you can set up, it's like a little business coin, and it works via Bluetooth where you just hold your phone up to it and bam, you get a shit ton of information from this little coin.
What's the purpose of that?
It's like a business card.
Oh, okay. And a little coin and then...
It's connected to your phone. So like if you're with somebody, hey, do you got a business card? No, I got one better. Flip your phone around. You hold it up. They hold their phone up to yours. Bam, there's all your information and it's all on their phone. I can't believe you haven't seen this shit. Hang on. I even forget what it's called.
Yeah, so anyways, Tyler, we talked about this in the podcast, I think, a little bit last time, I think.
I think a little bit. Because
that was just after the wedding. It was the week after the wedding. So Tyler is planned by the end of the year, and then I told him no later than by the end of his lease, for sure. Because it's easy to push it off, which I'm helping you push it off a little bit, but I think that's a good deadline, too, end of your lease.
Here it is. It's called POPL. I don't know if it's got a name for it.
Oh, that looks familiar.
But yeah, it's like a little keychain, or you can hook it to the back of your phone.
I've definitely seen that before.
And then what happens is all your information is on here, and when you hold it up to somebody, like they'll get all. You can attach a bunch of shit to it.
You know, somebody even told me this, that like a lot of these cards will like you just credit cards will you like can just. Tap on the machine and it will work. So
like here it is.
Okay.
You just tapped it to the phone.
Right. And then.
And they get everything. You can you click on whatever you want.
Oh, that's cool. You just directly click on the link. Phone.
Yep.
So it literally just takes over the phone and takes it to that page then? Mm-hmm. Wow.
He clicked on it. Bam. It went right to that person's Instagram page.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that interesting?
I'm almost surprised Apple lets that happen to like take over because you could just run by somebody and click it. Check out my business. Check out my business. Just click on their phone.
Look at all this shit that you can share though. Like,
no, that is cool.
Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Spotify, SoundCloud, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, TikTok, Apple Music. There's a lot of stuff you can do with it. I think it's a pretty neat idea. Can you hear my neighbors with their music?
Is that something new?
What's that?
I feel like I've never heard the music so loud before. Like,
no, I think it's my downstairs neighbors. Downstairs? They're new.
Fucking assholes. See, that's why apartments scare me. That's why I don't like apartments. Don't scare me or can be very frustrating. Mm. I mean, I literally feel it at my feet. It's definitely your downstairs neighbor because I can feel it at my feet. Neighbors blasting music. I mean, I've had some bad experience with neighbors.
My downstairs neighbors are...
You don't have to worry about complaining because the neighbors next door are going to complain.
Yeah, but my downstairs neighbors, they're like in their mid-20s, maybe early 30s, and they all look like Guidos, like Jersey Shore.
Oh, my gosh.
They all look like that. Oh, I saw them today, and they were outside, and it's the first time I've ever seen them. I just noticed that I had new neighbors downstairs. I was like, oh, there they are.
I bought a condo. You know, part of the reason I was so comfortable with buying that condo is just because I had an issue with a renter that was just blaring music through the wall. Mm-hmm. And the wall was literally just boof, boof, boof. Called the cops. There was like a front security desk and they had the cops come in. And I'm like, and at first it was kind of embarrassing because like he had the music off low or something for a second, and then I'm like, wait, there it is. And he was like, boom, boom, boom. He was like, all right, we'll try to go talk to him. Mm-hmm. Dude would not answer the door. They knocked on the door so hard that other neighbors were, like, waking up. And he probably just saw that that the cops were at the door. And, you know, for all those that's definitely the easiest way to get a cop to go away. And I mean, I don't think can you even get a ticket, like, if they don't even talk to you and it can hand it to you, like, for an ordinance or anything like that? Like, they just had to go away. There was nothing they could do. They just left. Like, the guy didn't answer the door, so end of story. Well, okay.
He got away. Weird.
So it was like, after that experience, it's like, fuck, cop comes to my door, I'm just not gonna answer. Like, they can't come in unless they have, like,
a warrant.
Warrants.
Yeah.
To, you know, like,
that
it was,
is
like,
interesting.
The cops just left. And those were normal cops. Those weren't the security guys. But then I found out, too, I get notices sent to him and stuff, and he can get fined by the property there, which sure. just seems like a pain. Like, no, I just want this to stop right now, you know? And then,
yeah, it's not a short-term solution. That's a long-term solution.
But, just kind of, like, ruined being that place for me a little bit. Like, but, it's a nice condo. I had, like, two pools at it. But, oh, my gosh, my dues for that, for my condo, this was in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough money sitting in my bank. It was like, I just want to buy something cash. And I found this place up in Branson and, fixed it all up. I basically just got all the furniture. In fact, I was able to bless this family too. I just wanted everything out of it, and I was like, and it had a couch and dresser, TV, and or not TV, or maybe it had a box TV. I think it did have an old box TV, and like it was like the same shit in it from like probably the 70s or something.
The box TVs,
yeah, the box TVs.
Those are crazy.
Oh my gosh! Like, can we believe we picked up those TVs? Like,
could you imagine TV for that size TV?
Oh my gosh! Like we basically couldn't have TVs that big like that back then. Well, there was those ones that had the flat screen with like the big backs,
like the it's almost like a projector.
Yeah, and they weren't the heaviest. They weren't the most heaviest.
They were surprisingly light.
So, yeah, those were surprisingly light. Now TVs nowadays are just amazing. They're getting lighter and lighter, like cell phones, and laptops, and like that's just the way to go. You know,
look how small that
bezels,
thing is.
Less and less bezels, which. So what was I saying? So I bought that place, and I ended up about cutting even. I was like, I just like had some issues with like the city. Like basically Branson been around forever, and they didn't like the whole Airbnb thing because they made it hard to kind of like get your place approved for renting.
Really?
Because there's so many hotels in the city. Like the hotels had been there for years. And they felt they were losing major business by all these Airbnbs.
Makes sense.
And so I had a friend that was working with me, and she just ended up giving up on trying to make it go through.
Make it an Airbnb.
Yeah. And then I moved up here, and I just decided to sell it. And I ended up about cutting even. But
better than losing.
Yeah. Yeah, but in the long run, I mean, selling it turned out well, too, because there's so many good properties up here, especially last year. This year's been a little bit tougher, I think. But I got my eye on a good duplex now. I got a good contact now that goes around trying to find people that haven't listed their house that are just, like, sitting on the house and that they need to get rid of. And I'm supposed to be getting I just need to get electricity turned on, and then I'm going to go in there and do one. We've already inspected it. It looks good. But I just wanted to have the power on to know it's working and everything.
Sure.
And then pull the trigger on that. And that's – I have – just from selling my last duplex, I was frustrated with – I mean, this one comes in way under the price. Even after getting it fixed up and everything, it's going to – I'll have another $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this is even a nicer duplex in a nicer area than the last one. And that last duplex – I don't want to ever sell properties, but With COVID, both those tenants were behind, and then like they're just horrible tenants. You know, I'm gonna pay you, and then never pay me, and then And then they were literally not getting along. Like, they had some kind of fight or something. One of them even said that the other one broke down the door, and then it wasn't true. Like, it was like, so I just told it made somebody else's problem. Oh, my gosh. So I don't even know what happened. I'm kind of curious what happened with him, because, like, it seemed like the new owner lived out of the country. And, didn't seem like they were having issues communicating with him, because they were about to get the water turned off because he hadn't called in to get in his name. That's one thing that sucks about Toledo, is that you got to have the water in the name of the owner. So I'm responsible for the water. The water gets blown up. I got to figure out that issue, you know, get it fixed. And mm-hmm. I won't know.
So it's not like that everywhere else.
No, like for as far as I know, like, I mean, it's probably a little. Most cities you would have the water in your name. Like, if you rent it, you know, you're responsible for the water. Why would you make
the person that owns it
responsible for it? Right. They're not using the water at all. So that really kind of screws up over. It makes more work too. So I just kind of add on another amount for the water, and I'll fluctuate that if their water's higher. But then if, like, there's a water leak or some sort, I gotta get that fixed, and then also deal with the city to say, hey, can you adjust this rate? Because we had a water leak and, you know, huge water bill. But
it's all fun stuff.
As usually, here I go off talking about properties again. But
yeah, why don't you make your own podcast talking about properties? All right.
But no, things are going pretty well.
That's good.
A little bit of frustration. It's going to be stressful. But before I go on vacation again, I think I'm going to let somebody else manage, so I can be out of sight and out of mind, and mm-hmm. some people I trust.
Because you're not really on vacation if you are away from home and still doing business. Yeah.
And it happens, you know.
You're not on vacation.
On my duplex where I even lived at the time, I was on a cruise ship. Hot water heater went out, and, like, water everywhere. Luckily, I had a good roommate that was cleaning it all up, and then my neighbor was my plumber, and he was a good friend of mine, and he took care of it. Still cost me like $1,000. Yeah. I was just like an extra, you know. I mean, just the water heater alone was like $600 or something, I guess. But it happens. But, you know, it's what I'm into. But, man, anybody listen, you want to invest in Toledo area, hit me up, and I'll put your money to work and make you some good money.
You've definitely got
a couple investors.
You've definitely made a way, like, in Toledo.
Made a wave for myself?
Like, you've... Like, moving up here and buying properties, I think you've done pretty well for...
I've tripled my income mm-hmm. in just a year, which is just insane. A year and a half, I've tripled my income, which is insane. And then prospects, working on a business loan, but that's getting... With this whole corona thing, and they're having issues with the where my money's coming from, I was kind of frustrated with the company, like... Come on, you're supposed to be helping me get this business loan, but it's the government, and they're having this whole issue with the business loans and stuff, like the government, PPA? No, government administration. I forget what it's called. But anyways, the government was giving all these loans out, so, like, they're way behind. I think they're just way behind on giving out these normal loans, you know, because of COVID, they're giving out these loans that where, like, if you jump through the right hoops, you don't have to pay it back or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's putting them way behind on everything else, I guess. So that sucks. But I'm applying to everything for a good business loan, and that could double my properties. So that's pretty exciting. But
ignore me while I fix my mic.
Yeah, it just slipped off, didn't it? Yeah. We still got our original mic handles. So one of these days we'll step it up like Joe Rogan, get some of those mice ones he have. Holy shit, seriously, if I'm about to lay down to sleep with that shit, or even if I can, that's pounding that, sorry, I'm talking about the neighbors below.
I was going to say, you changed subjects super fast. I know,
the neighbors' music is just blaring through below us. And it's the fucking bass, that's what it is, like... These the people, how much of an asshole do you have to be to not realize how loud your music is. I did have a roommate that like had his music, and I think he had a little bit of a hearing issue, and he didn't realize
how loud it was.
But you definitely not thinking about how others feel. Like,
but I gotta think myself. Like, I have 3 Alexa speakers in my apartment that are loud when I'm playing music. Like, it's not just one. Like, I've got one there, and one in my bedroom. So, like, even if I'm playing music at 20% volume,
dude, there's a chance that makes in the podcast. Wait, here, look. Don't talk. It's going through, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, is it not? Okay.
The background noise is
okay.
My fan.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, we just got pounding, like...
Seth is easily distracted.
It's just frustrating. It just brings PTSD of experiences with people with loud music.
PTSD?
That's what I said, didn't I?
You said PTSD. I don't know what that is. It's made up.
Tyler has a new look going here. Babyface Tyler.
I shaved this
dude,
morning.
Dude, I think I definitely like the look with you. What, you had a beard and a little bit of mustache? Mm-hmm. Like, I think I like
a
you
scruffed.
More facial hair. You look good. You definitely look like... Jay from Jay and Silent Bob right now after you shaved.
With my shaved face?
With your shaved face. Really? He's got, like, you got the perfect
hair. Yeah, the
hair
long hair.
Him.
Yeah, you're right.
You totally look like him. That's so funny.
My natural look is the scruff, though, for sure. Like, it's weird when I am shaved like this because people are like, oh my gosh. I like the scruff too.
It's just way too much off. Like, it definitely, like, took off 5 years. You look like...
Oh yeah, I look young.
All right, let's grab your books. Time for your senior year.
Time for that ACT. Here we go.
It's like, you look so different. It is so interesting how just facial hair can, like, you ever
change
seen those videos
face.
Of dads shaving off their big beards, mm-hmm. and then showing their babies, and the babies will cry. Like, they don't recognize
them. They don't know.
Them.
They get a fucking way
like,
from
what
me.
What the hell? Get away from me.
Dude, do you like my new guitar?
Yes. I saw that. I was wondering if that was new.
Mm-hmm. I just got it yesterday.
That's sharp. What color is that?
It's butterscotch.
Oh, yeah. You put that on there.
I put that in there. Yeah, I put it on my Instagram story.
Where did you get that?
I got that from Guitar Center.
How much did that run you?
That one I got on sale for $180.
Dude, what a steal. What kind of guitar is that?
It's a Squire Telecaster. So Squire is a smaller company that is owned by Fender. So they build like a different, what's the best way? It's like less expensive, yeah. Fender guitars.
But it's probably the same quality.
Yeah, but it's still built by Fender.
And they just slap a different
name on it.
That's so funny.
But I saw that online. I saw it was for sale. And I was like, I'm going to check that one out. Because I want to start getting into electric more.
We don't know. They could use a different quality of like... Of you know, like what they put into it, it could be a different quality.
I'm sure.
You know, yeah.
But I want to start getting into electric more because I've been an acoustic aficionado for like the past.
I definitely prefer
5-10 years.
Well, I like to just be able to pick up a guitar and not plug it into anything.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But like, I want to actually start playing electric on stage more.
Oh yeah.
Like, because I play acoustic every single week at church. I wanted to start getting into
make the old
electric
ladies
more.
Complain about you. Mm-hmm. That heathen music.
So I started messing around with that. But dude, while I was at Guitar Center, I made a really, really bad mistake. You know how you can like walk into a guitar shop, and like the best thing about it is you can just go, I'm gonna pick this one up. I'm gonna try this one, right? So like now with all coronavirus going around, like you have to ask, hey, can I see this one? They'll be like, okay, we'll wipe it down for you, and then they'll give it to you. At guitar shops, specifically in like bigger ones like Guitar Center, they have acoustic rooms where they store all of the acoustic guitars because obviously acoustic guitars are made of different types of wood. So they keep the rooms like nice and humidified. They're like really nice acoustic sounding rooms as well. And I walk into the acoustic room and there's only one person allowed in there at a time. And I'm walking through there and I'm looking around at all these acoustics. I've been looking at new ones for a while. Like, even though I just bought the other one that I had, I've been looking to buy another one. And I started looking at the Martins. And if you don't know anything about Martin, they're a very high... they have a high reputation in the acoustic genre. And I started looking at them. And I've listened to them before, and I've always listened to expensive Martins being played or expensive guitars being played. And you can always hear the difference. Like, there's a definite difference in tone and, like, volume and how they sound. So for the first time in my life, I picked up a guitar that was $2,500. And I looked at it, and I was like, I want to try this one. And this one they had specifically obviously locked to the wall. You're not allowed to just pull it off. So he unlocked it. He gave it to me. And I sat down in this acoustic room. This is the first time I've ever held this much money in a guitar in my hands. And I started playing it. And, dude, I sat in that acoustic room for 25, 30 minutes just playing this acoustic Martin. And it sounds and feels like $2,500. It's so weird how my acoustic and that Martin, my acoustic is an Fender, the difference of what they can sound like. I'm telling you, dude, this thing, it felt good. You could hear the quality put into this guitar. And I left that store thinking, well, I'm going to come back and I'm going to go buy this $2,500 guitar eventually. So, like, I am going to go back to Guitar Center and buy that acoustic guitar. I just never thought I would ever spend that much money on one. But the difference in sound and everything is, it's just otherworldly, dude. Have you ever played a guitar that's that expensive?
Probably not. What was the price on it?
$2,500.
Probably my uncle definitely has some guitars.
He's probably got some expensive ones. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, he probably buys. I feel like he has a membership, a monthly membership, where they send him a new nice guitar every month. He has an amazing collection of guitars.
Cool.
You probably didn't make it up into his office. Like, mm-hmm.
Why don't you explain what he does?
So he's my uncle. In fact, I've promoted some of his stuff on our Instagram a little bit. But his name is Tim Wolf.
Shout out Tim Wolf.
Check him out on Instagram and Facebook. And he does music. He lives in the Nashville area, and he records music, puts it out, and he's doing pretty decent online. And he's pumped too that he was talking about his numbers. Like, somebody told him, you know, he's older, so told him, like, oh, you should, you know, cater your stuff to know that, you know, older people and retired people would mostly
He's older.
Yeah, and his highest numbers are 18 and under.
Interesting.
And I thought that is pretty cool. Like, he's like, feels good to prove somebody wrong, you know? I was like, there you go.
So what does he put his music out on?
He puts it out on, like, SoundCloud and all that. And I don't know. It might even be on Spotify. I think he does decent on Spotify. And, but yeah, you know, just grinding, you know, and trying to make it into the business, but yet, you know, putting out his own things where it is available. And his fan base is growing, so that's pretty cool.
Now it's just
neat we can do with social media.
Now it's just him playing guitar. What is he?
Yeah, he just plays with himself, and then it plays with his. A friend of his, who he does the podcast with. He has a podcast with his friend.
Yeah.
And they do they'll do some music together.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've heard him before.
Yeah, he's very talented on the guitar.
I feel like his social media presence has gotten better since I've known him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like, it's definitely, it's going up.
Yeah, yeah. He's tried to learn a lot and try to use it, you know, use it well. Like, he's become very knowledgeable of social media and all that. And he's even on TikTok, which TikTok is just
really
TikTok. It's just so easy to get exposed on there too. Like, I mean, because people are going through so many videos, like, you can get those hits, and, like, I would say it's so easy to get so many eyes at your videos, you know. And in fact, I'm kind of curious too about the advertising on there. Advertising it probably fairly cheap.
So you can advertise through the app.
Mm-hmm. Because every I don't know, 5 to 10 videos. There's like an ad between them, each of them, and we'll say ad.
Like on Instagram.
Yeah. Like kind of like Instagram. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
And which that's what Vine should have done. I mean, Vine went under because they didn't. You know, weren't making any money with it and didn't put ads on it. And Vine could have still been here. And a lot of those people, you know, went over, ended up coming back, you know. It was interesting. A lot of people, I was hearing some YouTuber that came from Vine talked about how when Vine went under, a lot of people that made it big on Vine just stopped.
Yeah.
Didn't try to cross over to anything. Like, that was their niche. You know, they were only like one YouTuber said before, I'm only funny 6 seconds at a time. Mm-hmm. Or I guess like it's technically 7 seconds. No, it's 6 seconds. 6 seconds is your time limit. And so that's such a neat that little niche. When somebody probably first came up with that, like probably people thought he was stupid. Like they have only 6 seconds to make a video. Like. What? Like, but no, the people were so creative when it came to that and made the funniest crap, like, and it was just coming at you. And you get that fulfillment a little bit because there is some shorter, I mean, you can do as much as like a minute plus, I think, with
TikTok.
TikTok, but there's a lot of shorter ones too.
I blame Vine.
In fact, if they start, I love Vine so much that if they start going too long and it's not pulling me in right away, I'll go to the next one. And I do that quite a bit.
I blame Vine for our short attention spans.
Yeah. I think my attention span probably, it was already bad, but probably got a little worse.
Yeah, no, it gets worse.
Yeah.
I would imagine the average attention span for a human being has only declined since Vine became a thing.
I could have done pretty good on Vine if I would have stayed consistent. I was consistent there for a while and got up to like 300 followers and then just got inconsistent. So
have you made any TikToks recently?
Just a few, not here real lately.
Okay,
not here lately.
Because I remember you made a handful and you showed them to me.
Yeah, I made a few. Like if there's nobody to motivate me or if like I'm just not, I don't have addictive personality. Like if I wish I had that grind kind of personality, like, which I guess to an extent I do with.
You have that grind personality with your business.
With my business. But I can take my time with it too. Like I do still drag my feet with certain things. Like, I mean, I'm always thinking about it a little bit to an extent, probably more than I should, but like it's kind of a slow process anyways. I mean, and it's not a ton of work, but it's more like probably more stress than work at times, which I need to get me some pills and get me some, somebody yelling?
I think somebody's yelling.
Somebody might be yelling at the neighbor. Like,
that's possible. Don't you think it's weird that like you have all this drive to... All right. Now the listeners heard that. Don't you think it's weird that you have this...
I'm stomped on the floor because the bass is so loud.
This drive to like want to do all these things, but like you don't have that next step, which is being self-motivated to do all those things?
No, say that again?
So you have this drive to want to do a bunch of things, make movies, mm-hmm. make videos,
yeah.
But you don't have that next gear, which is the grind gear.
Yeah, I do definitely a little bit. My focus is, and I'm definitely a person that needs to focus on one thing at a time. Definitely with it, I'm not like grinding like crazy when it comes to my business and properties, but I'm definitely motivated and always checking up on things that need to be checked up on every day for the most part. And, you know, I want to buy more property. This has definitely been a slower year with, don't have as much money to invest this year because the business loan hasn't gone through. And then, some of my supporters weren't able to, invest this year. And then, well, on top of that, like, the market, like everything that I bought last year for like, really good deal is like add at least 5 to 10 to 15,000 above that. That's how much they cost now. This
really
year. If there's a good property out there, like people, it will go above asking price usually. So that's why I'm having to kind of search a different way. And I got a couple good contacts that can help me. And that's how I found this one duplex, But yeah, I really want that gear for. I mean, I have. I mean, definitely have that passion for this podcast. Like, definitely frustrating. My sleep patterns are jacked up, or you know, we would have done a. I mean.
A podcast during the week.
On you that you don't have the same sleep pattern as me.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, we want to do two podcasts a week, but man, I thrive at night hours, and I feel like I'm the least stressed during that time too, because I don't have to worry about phone calls from properties.
As long as we're at least doing one.
Yeah, as long as we're doing one a week, that is good. But I'd like to be doing two. Like, I mean, there's plenty of podcasts just to do. Most podcasts, I think, just do one a week. Not everybody's like Joe Rogan, just randomly pumps out three or four every week. Yeah. Usually at least three, if not five, sometimes it seems like, right?
I mean, that's what he does.
And I would like to get that. I want to get our podcast. I want to find an efficient way to advertise. I mean, really, we need to have guests come on our podcast. That's a good way to get it out there and do those things. And we're slowly moving that direction. I wish it was moving a little bit quicker. But, I mean, I think we both need to be motivated about that more. Which
the time that we live in right now, it's kind of hard to do much.
The town that we live in?
The time that we're living in right now.
Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. With the COVID. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to progress in pretty much anything.
And we're on such a different... Man, things have changed so much. If you don't have that job anymore and are able to, like, make your own hours like me, which, can I even make my own hours if, like, it seems like... I force myself to sleep during the day and mess up my own sleep schedule. My desire to be up at night makes my own sleep patterns. But yes, hopefully COVID will be over.
It's never going to go away.
In the next year. Don't say that.
It's never going to go away, dude.
Not never going to go away. They'll find a cure for it. The numbers are dropping more and more. You know, and for the most part, a lot of areas are getting back to normal, just wearing masks everywhere you go.
You know what I heard? I heard that the cure to COVID is actually dark coffee.
There is somebody saying something new every single day.
Dark roast coffee.
I told this girl last night my penis was the cure for COVID.
The real question is, did she believe you?
Yeah. I mean, she
interesting.
I said, keep it, you know, keep it on your skin for 30 to 40 seconds.
Wow. And it worked. That's impressive.
She was cured. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
Facial of magic. Oh, no. We're going to help.
Dude, so those energy drinks, what do you do? Just stop at the gas station and buy one every day?
No, mostly when I come over here because I want to be nice and wide awake, you know, because I haven't been awake too long, sadly.
What time did you wake up today?
About four or five.
No shit.
Yeah, man, dude. I just thrive at nighttime, and I'll just be watching TV and
you know you're never YouTube. You know you're never going to be able Twitch. To flip your schedule, right? We talked
if
about
I
this
have
before.
A reason where I have to like
if you have to be up early.
If I have to be up early, I'll easily fix it. Mm-hmm. It might be tough the first night or two, but I can fix it no problem. You know, if I really need to. But because I work for myself, like in fact. I mean, my business makes it where, like, I kind of thrive at night because I know my tenants are asleep. They're not going to call me for issues or anything like that, which big reason why I need property management because I just think about work too much and have anxiety and stress, which we've talked about in this podcast. Probably should be on some kind of medication, CBD. I've tried that a little bit, which I'm kind of curious if I took something like that every day, how that would affect
me. You need to
be
consistent with your processes.
Yeah, be consistent. I need to go pick up. I need to hit up that a place and get some pills and try it for a whole month.
Do you still have the card that I gave you?
Yeah. You got the back of the house. I got to go check out that place. You
should. Do it today.
So, yeah. But we do have an announcement. We are moving to Texas with Joe Rogan.
Wow.
Yeah, very exciting.
That's weird. You know what? I didn't even know about this.
You didn't know that he moved to Texas?
No, I didn't know that we were moving to Texas.
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, no. Yeah. Everybody's doing it. We're moving.
That's
you know,
the move now,
Austin area.
Okay.
You know? Beautiful area.
That's going to be the new home of Unscripted Banter.
Yeah, we'll go to South Padre Island on the weekends and hang out. And I'll show you my old stomping grounds last summer.
Your old stomping grounds.
Last summer, yeah. Dude, I miss that place. I need to get down there. I gotta hit them up. I think they're back down there now.
Are they?
Yeah, they were selling their place up on the... in fact, I'm talking about a couple that had been on the podcast beginning of the summer. I think, it was like in May of last year. And I rented their condo from them a couple months and fell in love with it down there. Didn't really do too much, kind of just chilled and relaxed. Had a certain bar that I always went to.
So they're selling their property in the UP?
In the UP, they sold it.
They already sold it.
Okay. They sold it, and then they're doing an auction and stuff, and that was like a month ago. I think they were planning on being out of there and heading back down to the island. So I don't know if they made it all the way back down there yet.
I would never sell my property up there.
Well, they lived there all their life, you know. I mean, they raised their kids in this big house. A lot to take care of, too, but... But yeah, you probably would have loved that property. It was really on a bunch of land. Mm-hmm. I think they had just all kinds of like fruit trees and stuff on the property. And like, I mean, a lot of animals. I think there's even wolves up there.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like Northern Michigan.
Yeah.
It's nothing like
vacation spot up there someday. I don't know. Or you probably could just, if you didn't need to be around. Especially if you're going to do photography, you need to be around a big city probably. But,
not really.
up there, unless there's like a number of like venues, I mean, as long as there's some good venues, I mean, you'd be fine. But I mean, I guess not all you want to do is
no matter where you live, weddings. No matter where you live, people are going to be getting married. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And some people are going to be playing loud fucking music. These motherfuckers. Holy shit, dude. Do you need
Seth
to be calling
so
and complaining for you?
No.
Dude, for a while there, I went completely glazed in the face because I couldn't focus on what you're saying. They were fucking pumping this music so loud. I'm not going to kill these motherfuckers.
Wow, the rage is real with you, sir.
Dude, oh my gosh. Seriously, like, that's a pet peeve of mine. It's, like, so inconsiderate. Like, ugh.
You know, I was driving through here the other day. I was just having like my driving thoughts. Driving thoughts can be pretty deep sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at all these apartments in this specific apartment complex. I couldn't put a number on it. Don't know how many there is. But I would say in each one of these like little buildings, honestly, probably like 20, 25 apartments in each one of these little buildings. And I was thinking about how much my rent costs. And I was thinking...
Yeah, right. Somebody's making an ass ton of money.
I was thinking, yeah. All right, so the first is right around the corner. Whoever owns every single one of these buildings, there's probably... How many buildings do you think there are in this like complex? Like,
20 to 50? I mean, at least 50? Probably.
I'm talking 50? Like chunks of buildings. You think there's not 50? Like, this is one. Not my apartment.
Oh, chunks of buildings. Oh, yeah.
Maybe like 20, maybe?
Yeah, they're probably
20 in this whole little thing?
About, yeah, this whole thing's one big building, yeah.
So maybe 20.
And there's how many apartments in each?
Maybe 20, 25.
Damn.
And I'm thinking rent's right around the corner.
Order apartment.
How much I spend on rent. Somebody's about to make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
I just think about that every single month they make that money.
Yeah, I definitely, when I own an apartment complex, that definitely is something I'd like to do someday. I would not be managing it, have a company manage it for me, but...
pull up your calculator.
I would have a hardcore, like, loud music. I'm going to kick your ass out. I'm going to find your ass right away.
All right, so do... Let's see the average for all of these. Do 950. Multiply that by 15.
950, you think is the average? Is there some bigger ones?
Yeah, there's bigger ones.
950 what? Times what?
15.
15.
Times 15.
Times 15. Okay, and that's probably low ball, yeah. So I would say that's way low, and it's probably at least a quarter million.
That's low.
Yeah,
and that's,
I would say a quarter million for me, so at least.
Every month.
Every month, yeah.
Every month.
I mean, My goal is to hit 100,000 a month. I mean, that's a ways off. But, I mean, I'm at a good starting point. I mean, especially now since, like, I tripled my income since, like...
But you have to understand that you could start an empire, sir. Because the same people that own these own apartments that I was looking at out in Fremont. They own apartments that I was looking at in Clyde. Like, it's the same group that own every single one of these. Yeah. And, like, that's just for this place.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I have a theory about, I mean, Toledo, I mean, I'm giving away all my secrets by saying how awesome Toledo is to buy. I mean, the market was crazy amazing last year with being able to buy. Like, I bought 10 properties, killer deals. Every single of my properties were, like, 95% of the ready to go. Like, a lot of them already had renters in it. Only bought one property that had a decent, a reasonable amount of work. Like, not a ridiculous amount, but had some work to do. This year has been a lot tougher. There's so many people who are buying. I think it has to do with COVID. But anyways, I feel like for the next 10 to 30 years, because so many people retiring because of baby boomers, the numbers for baby boomers is so high. You know, a lot, like, that's why vacations and stuff like that, like, those places are doing, we're doing really well.
Yeah.
You have so many people those ages, like my dad, parents, I think, are baby boomers. So, yeah, I feel like for the next 10 to 30 years, like, there is going to be a good amount of people where they'll be selling their properties, like rental properties.
Like, all at once.
Because there's a lot of, and I run across those. I mean, one of the second property I bought was, like, an older couple. I think he was going into hospice, or he was going into healthcare, and he just wanted to sell it. Had a good renter, bought the place. One of the best deals I've gotten, this 3-bedroom, and I've had the same tenant in there since I bought it, and that was over 2 years ago. Hmm. Yeah. 2017? Yeah, over 2 years ago, I think. That was 2000. Yeah.
3 years?
Or, yeah. It was 2017 or 2018. What year did I come here? It was 2018, wasn't it?
You came here in 18.
Yeah, so it was like toward the end of the 18. So coming up on 2 years, that they've been renting for me.
Gotcha.
And, I mean, I buy these places cash. So, like, as long as I'm not having to put a bunch of money into it or whatever, like, I'll happy not to up the rent on people.
Right.
You know? And just, like, you know? So that's a big key with my business is getting the right tenants in there, you know? But
you get people like my downstairs neighbors.
That are complete assholes and they need to be kicked out and fined.
Those are the wrong ones.
I wonder if somebody complained. They just completely turned it off now.
I think they left. That was
you know what I'm about to say. There was some fucking asshole that just, like, peeled away.
Yeah, that was them leaving, I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit.
There's just people like that in the world, man. There's people out there that are...
It would be funny to say, stick a fake eviction notice on their door.
Oh, jeez. There's people out there that are inconsiderate. They don't care. And that's fine. You're not going to change them. Like, it just sucks to be around them sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm one of those people that I literally don't give a fuck.
I give you shit all the time, Tyler, and it's because I love you, man. And I'm glad you're not an asshole.
Oh, now, I'm an asshole.
If you were a crazy asshole, this podcast would maybe a little bit more entertaining. But you know what? You bring your B game with my A-plus game, and we have an A-minus game podcast, and it keeps on going. Yeah.
Your A, dude. You know what? My back hurts from carrying this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
All these years.
Tyler, you.
Like, I have scoliosis now. Is that a thing? Can you,
Tyler,
get scoliosis?
If I was to drop my dick on your back, you would fall to the ground in pain. So there's no way you could carry all of me.
That's, my imagination's too good. That's disgusting. It's real disgusting.
Imagine what that was. Yeah.
So, do you want to do something this week? I got the week off.
Holy shit. Let's fucking do it. Let's fucking send it.
Dude, I was looking last week. I was looking at tickets for Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The only downside was I don't have anybody to watch Nala. But I was actually planning.
We can put her down.
Oh, wow. Wow, I just lost all dog viewers. But it was actually Sierra and I's plan to ask you to go to Vegas with us. We were going to actually go this week. But I don't have anybody to watch Nala. Nobody will watch her. We were going to go for 5 nights.
Ooh.
Dude, we were looking at tickets. This was not you included. I'm sorry. But like just like spitballing through my Expedia app, which is what I use. Shout out Expedia. Got to get them points. 5 nights in Vegas at the Luxor with 2 plane tickets round trip was going to cost us $550.
With plane tickets and...
Oh, five nights.
So just probably add on a couple hundred more for if it was me included. And then, yeah, no, dude, one hotel room split between 3 ways, that's going to make it so cheap too. Yeah, that's all that split 3 ways.
But are you kidding me how cheap that is?
That's great. Yeah, man. I mean, dude, that's going to be less than 300, even if add on, that's going to be less than 300 each.
Yeah.
For 5 days. Yeah, I would totally be down with that. That's like fucking going on a cruise.
I know. The only problem is my dog.
So we got to figure that out.
I tried. I don't have anybody that's going to watch her for 5 days. It's just not an option.
Put her in a dog hotel?
No.
You don't want to do that? You don't think we could pay somebody to come? I mean, what about Sierra has a friend that used to come check on her dog.
She don't live here anymore. She lives in Texas.
Fuck.
That's the thing, man. When you have children, fucking.
You know, there's gotta be somebody. I was like, we could kick in $30 each and like come up with $100 to pay somebody 5 days, and we totally find somebody that would do it for $100.
Yeah, I'm not just gonna have anybody like come in my apartment, sir.
Don't you have any coworkers that like you? I mean, it doesn't have to be just anybody. Like, gosh.
Think about how much money is in my apartment right now.
I know. I mean, definitely just somebody we trust. We gotta be fine. Okay, well, this is stupid podcast material now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is turning.
If you listen to Unscripted Banter, it's all fucking stupid.
What bullshit, Tyler? This is the most amazing podcast in the world.
Exactly my point. Seth's yawning. If we could clip together all the yawns throughout the years of an Unscripted Banter, we could come up with a full podcast of you yawning. Do you got something to say?
Did you hear Kim Kardashian was making a big comeback?
We're going to end it on that stupid fucking thing.
It's... if
no, go ahead. Fucking go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was cum on her back in that video.
There we go.
That's a shout out. That's not mine originally. That's like an off the cuff ad lib from what's his name? From Parks and Recreation. I'll have to try to play that little video. it was like a deleted video that he just ad-libbed that line.
You're talking about Chris Pratt from...
Yeah, Chris Pratt. Like, yeah. I could play it on here. We wouldn't get it copyrighted. Nobody watches that, listens to our podcast. But...
we do get paid for this, so...
Yeah. Right. Big money.
How long ago was this?
Oh, it really has an ad before it? Yeah, they can't delete it if we play the ad before, right? But guys, as always, we appreciate you guys. Make sure you subscribe. We had an issue with it. By the way, we did talk about how the video was going to be on YouTube in the last podcast. Well, they ended up being really good, bad lighting. So we got to get that figured out. We got to order some lights. So, Yeah, order some lights. Order some lights and Venmo charge me for them, or whatever. Or would we just pick them up or something? We need lights, so we need to get sound so we can have good quality. We want you guys to see our sexy faces. Tyler right now looks like Jay from Silent Bob, Jay and Silent Bob. So he's got a little baby face going on, but he's still cute. But anyways, I found this little clip that I'm just butchered. Check us out,
dude. You're fucking all over the place right now. You know that.
All right, here you go.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks, Robert Downey Jr., Rocky, yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, well.
In the video, she gets cum on her back, I think.
Dude, don't you love people that are just so fast and quick like that?
Like, you know, he probably saw that line. He's like, oh, wheels started turning in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's a deleted scene from, it's definitely an ad lib. Everybody breaks up laughing. Like, nobody knew that was coming for sure. And Sony U makes a comment like, this is going to go. They do like an after party or whatever after when they, when they were a rap party, and he said that's gonna go on the rap party reel, basically for nobody's eyes, but it made its way on YouTube. So fucking hilarious.
Yeah, if you do it's gonna end up on YouTube.
Kim would laugh at that one.
Probably not. Probably not. I don't think her kids will either.
Oh man, yeah, I mean, yeah. They're finally going off the air. They decided to call it. Came out with a big spiel that the last season.
Of what?
Of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, I didn't even know that was still playing.
So, of course, TMZ was like arguing between themselves, you know, will they become less relevant? And I don't know. I think they become a cult. I mean, somebody tried to compare them to like the Kennedys or whatever, which it's completely different in a way. But as far as popularity, like, it's just insane how they've made themselves so popular. And I mean, a lot of, you know, everybody makes a joke about Kim and the business, but I mean, or in her, you know, she put out that sax video and they got, definitely more people knew them because of that big video and stuff. And, they have definitely made it work with their businesses and stuff. And like, what, Kendall or Kylie, freaking billionaire now from her cosmetics. They've definitely been smart with it. And when you can take something small and make it grow like that, I mean, I'm big into business. So, like, I mean.
You know what you need to do?
Make a porn?
You need to make a sex tape, sir. You got to plant that seed.
Oh, my gosh.
Ain't that some shit? Then. Isn't that some shit how somebody can just go out there, make a sex tape,
get coming right? back? And she's famous.
And were you just about to use my business card as a cup holder or a coaster?
I think I already did.
I ought to choke you with that mic cord.
You watch it.
That was 5 cents right there, okay? But somebody can go out there, make a video like that, and just make millions and billions of dollars afterwards because of relevancy.
Choke me with that wire cord. And it sounds like the start of my porn.
I like it. I like it. It's got a good hook to it.
Oh, man.
Unscripted porn?
Unscripted. I'm just going to, like, nonchalantly have two girls walk in here naked one of these days, Tyler, right during the podcast. See how you react.
Well, we got to let him meet Nala first so she doesn't eat him. And then, then we can go from there. Yeah.
Tyler's totally down. He's just like, they got to meet Nala first.
We got to make sure she's comfortable, and then we're good.
Guys, we love you as always. Appreciate you tuning into the podcast, giving a listen. Let us know how we're doing. Give us a review. Maybe not on this one. This wasn't the best, but, you know, we try and bring it. Tyler, you know, sometime he brings a C game. I'm always up here with the A+, killing it as always.
Your humor is so ironically wrong. Go ahead, though. Keep going.
All right, babyface Tyler. Listen here. Tyler literally looks 5 years younger, if not more. We'd love you guys. Follow me on Instagram. Tyler, where can we find you?
Well, where can they follow you? How do they follow you on Instagram?
Unscripted Banter, Seth Ohms. It's all there. It's all beautiful as always.
We've only done this 139 times.
Tyler, where the fuck can they find you?
You can find me
T-Lon's.
Wow.
I didn't really bring in my, you know, my dissing A-track. What the fuck I'm saying during the podcast. So
you're on your F game. That's fine.
You know, I'm just gonna dump on you right at the end.
That's fine.
I'm just gonna lay a big old dump of fuck you right here at the end of the podcast. All right. Tyler.
All right. You can follow me, TLuns5, on Twitter and Instagram. Tyler, you can check out my
has a big smile when I say when I say dump.
Check out my other Instagram page.
I think one of T-Lon's photography. This is coming to the forefront. I say dump and Tyler smiles. Wow, Tyler.
Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com.
The thing just keep on going.
In between the shit talking.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that kind of fetish might be illegal in the States.
Dumping on somebody?
Oh, wow, you knew exactly what I was talking about. You fucking sicko.
It's legal.
You know the laws, that's huh? Yeah, it's with consent. I'm pretty sure with consent, it's fine.
You need to lay tarps down, trust me, from experience. But, I mean, it's fine.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. All right, Tyler.
Seth, do you have any final thoughts on this episode?
I have no words after that.
No words. All right. We'll leave you guys with that. Seth, you got a Twitter message over there. Or a Tinder message.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I would not leave that. Use that evil app?
It's right there. Is that Grindr? Sorry. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.